This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, the only thing about the fact that a jury found that the degenerate scumbag who murdered 17 people should not be executed is that it was just one Nimrod juror who held out not to give the vermin the death that he deserved. Statistically, even in a red state like Florida, it's difficult to find a group of 12 people without a moral illiterate or two. In blue venues, it's hard to find any moral literates at all. And here's the thing. A civilization that cannot come up with the moral testicularity to execute a creature who murders over a dozen of its children is a civilization in very serious trouble. The minimum standard for any culture that intends on surviving, and surviving means dealing with the barbarians within and without, is to take its own side in the fight for survival. And eventually there will be a backlash. The only question is how ugly it will be. This injustice in the Sunshine State, appropriately deplored by Governor DeSantis, is a symptom of the larger problem. See it manifested across our culture. Suicidal tolerance and performative forgiveness, if you will. In places like Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and other blue cities, it is always blue cities. The inhabitants murder each other with glee. But more than that, they generally act like savages. We've all seen the videos. Random creeps menacing citizens on the subways, packs of thugs raiding convenience stores or shopping malls, pitched battles between groups of aspiring Einsteins in Walmarts, animals cold-cocking citizens who are simply minding their own business. And no one stops them. No one holds them to account. The cops shrug because the blue politicians have told them to stand down. And the answer to those of us who protest is always the same. Shut up, racist. And also, give us your gun so that you cannot defend yourself from what the government refuses to suppress. Then there's the spectacle of family members of murder victims forgiving the criminals as if forgiveness was a simple act and not a process that demands action by the person being forgiven. And this bizarre misunderstanding of Christianity is mixed with what seems to be a desire to front to the world as somehow enlightened. I want to announce that I forgive the barbarians who raped and murdered my daughter. They did not repent, they did not seek forgiveness, and they have not yet been punished, but I'll do it now anyway. Look at me. Not that you want to take theological hints from a guy who grew up in a California Methodist, you know. But the forgiveness of God does not just manifest out of the blue. The one receiving grace needs to take steps to obtain it. And these moral posers, and it's posing, sad and horrifying, but posing nonetheless, demand nothing to obtain forgiveness. So the forgiveness they offer is meaningless narcissism. It's more about looking back at them than the actual forgiveness part. And in case you're wondering, I am criticizing the family members of rape and murder victims who refuse to demand justice. their moral voguing is perpetuating a paradigm where more people's kids die. And forgive those who seek forgiveness. Don't hand it out as moral welfare to be shocked to find a society full of moral welfare bums. And forgiveness does not mean letting them out of jail. We have to relearn how to say no again. No to crime, no violence, no to anarchy, and it is not hard. We know how to do it. Rudy Giuliani did it in New York City, turning the town of Taxi Driver and Death Wish into a safe, clean, and prosperous envy of the world. And here's how. It's very simple. It's not rocket science. It's not even assembling Legos. You simply enforce the law. You arrest criminals. You prosecute them. You put them in jail for some time commensurate with their crime. And if they commit many crimes, then they go to jail for many years. And this has the advantage of making them not be around normal people to commit more crimes. But it requires a recognition of the true purpose of the justice system. And they are, one, to punish criminals, because a bad act requires society's retribution. And that retribution demonstrates that crime will not be tolerated. And it gives victims justice. Two, keep criminals in jail, because people who commit crimes should be in a place where they cannot hurt those who do not. And that means more incarceration. And because every criminal whose voluntary acts have resulted in the loss of their freedom means dozens of normal people who do not lose their freedom because of the criminal's acts. Number three, rehabilitation, but only to the extent that rehabilitation efforts make it unnecessary to have to keep the criminal locked up forever. It is not a right. Rehabilitation is important only to the extent, and history shows it is pretty damn, it's a pretty damn limited extent, that it prevents, more crime. And is not there to help the prisoner except incidentally. It is moral confusion to imagine that because a criminal gets caught that we normal members of society somehow incur a moral obligation to do anything for the prisoner but to provide basic food and shelter and not inflict cruel or unusual punishments. Imposing order means harshness. It requires that actual criminals be treated with the swift and sudden and relentless force that today only people who pray at abortion mills who would take selfies of the Capitol receive. Their treatment by the garbage feds demonstrates that law enforcement knows how to crack down. It's just that the crackdown should be on actual criminals instead of the political enemies of the Biden regime. Cleaning up law enforcement is another topic in another column or another book or another, monologue. But one thing that must happen is empowering the properly led and directed police to go after the bad people like they today go after the good people. And the Soros DAs have to be purged. The restraints on policing thugs must come off. And this is the thing. Public order and safety are a matter of will. We know how to do it. We've done it. We just have to choose to do it again and reject the whining and wailing of those who benefit politically from letting criminals run rampant. And I'm talking about the Democrats. Tough but fair. Got to be that way. Yet the reaction to come might be so relatively orderly and focused, it's not a problem for you or me since we're not criminals. But it might get out of control. The retribution part. That's what's coming. The backlash is coming. So, we now find ourselves in an interesting position. There's a retribution coming or a backlash. And I think the backlash is better than normal people living in fear. So I'm not afraid of it, because I don't break the law. But we have to choose wisely, and we have to choose to stop tolerating this chaos. Because they want it to spread. They want to override what you do locally. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision. USA.com. Saw this the other day. You almost couldn't believe it. Coming out of a magazine, spread open with a blurry black and white photograph evocative of Kurt Cobain or any of the other really cool, groovy alternative rockers of the late 80s, early 90s. It was edgy and possessed a distinctly grunge aesthetic. And what was the message? That Matthew McConaughey is a thoughtful, altruistic, and deeply concerned humanitarian. So he's donning his activist hat and diving into politics to chip away at the only amendment that explicitly states shall not be infringed. The lead read, writing the story was hard. It's personal for me, but more so for the victims and their families who have paid the ultimate cost, which is why I've hesitated to write it. Observing from the front lines and sharing what I saw, it makes me feel a bit like a fraud. Am I trespassing? Sharing sacred secrets that are not my stories to tell. I hope not. So, I believe the article is titled From Political Outsider Cynic to Inside Broker on Gun Reform. The tragedy at Uvalde is clearly all about Matthew McConaughey. And at least he mentioned the victims and their families, but only after inserting himself, because it's personal for him. Now, the online edition of the story was full of images, but this was not of these children or these teachers. They were all of Matthew McConaughey. And you'll never believe it, they were all trendy glamour shots. Not a single picture that has anything to do with Uvalde. And one, Matthew is chicly dressed in all black, confidently slouched in the perfect model pose while he manspreads in front of a cluttered bureau, because he's a down-to-earth normal guy like us plebes. In the next, he casually sits on the slats of a bed frame with a mattress thrown off to the side, unbuttoned shirt exposing his bare chest and an arm draped around a bent knee, while he wistfully gazes, you know, probably thinking about how sad Uvalde was, I guess. And to top it all off, the cover of the print magazine is shown, donning a linen suit you'd expect to see on James Bond as he went undercover in the Bahamas. He stands knee-deep in a lake of water, smoldering for the camera as he touches his shirt cuff. Now, you know, he actually did go to Uvalde. Why couldn't they have shown that? Why couldn't they take pictures of that one? For the sake of optics, using dead school children and grieving families as an excuse to peacock for some Vogue modeling shot seems a bit over the top to me. And aside from the ridiculousness of all of that, there was a pinch of psychological warfare, language control, and manipulation, if you will. He wrote, I also wrote an op-ed, it's time to act on gun responsibility in the Austin American Statesman on the day we flew east. In it, I offered reasonable regulations that still protected 2A rights, and I proposed a new semantic framing of the issue. Instead of gun control, as it has been labeled, I maintained the real matter in question was one of gun responsibility. I guess maybe handing my weapons over to the government isn't such a bad thing, because we've got a Hollywood actor telling us he's found the perfect solution. One where people are safer, and my rights are still secure. Too bad Stalin or Mao or Pol Pot didn't have McConaughey when they started to erode private ownership of firearms, because he is a propaganda whiz. And the article reaches its climax with McConaughey appearing in the briefing room of the White House demanding action while he clenched a school photograph of a young victim and wept. Nothing like trusting a professional actor with an agenda when they start with the crocodile tears. For someone who literally makes a living off of fooling people, off of pretending, off of playing make-believe, I am, you know. I'm not convinced by his performance, even with that. How can a person with such an ego be so mind-numbingly unaware? Now, the one thing he doesn't say, which I find, you know, interesting on top of all of it, is whenever I see one of these events occur, my first thought is, I wish I'd been there. I wish I'd been there to intercede. I wish I'd been there to do what I could. I wish I'd been there to save them. And that's because it's not about me. You know, I'm a 61-year-old man. I have lived 61 years. It would probably be an okay trade-off for me to save a bunch of children if it meant I died. So for me, that's where it all comes down. The priority. And the priority is to protect the innocent. Now, he doesn't make any mention of that. Right? There's no mention. This is all about an opportunity, or so it seems, to pose. To pose with some great clothes on. I have no problems with McConaughey. Personally, I as an actor, he's okay. Some of his stuff is pretty funny. I mean, most of the stuff that I've watched of his, I'm not interested in his more dramatic parts. I find him to be better suited in my mind's eye for the rom-com. But beyond that, I pay no more attention to him than I do to any other actor. And now he's out there and he's trying to influence my political thought pattern by coming out with something, by changing the semantic argument to gun responsibility. And see, that's where it all falls apart, because criminals don't handle guns responsibly. Getting at Uvalde and saying, if we only had gun responsibility, that would have never happened. Yes, it would have. Because you have gun responsibility right now today, Matthew. You just don't see it. Because your regular, every man on a daily basis, the regular gun owner in the United States, is very responsible. And if you were to pay attention to that part, maybe you wouldn't sound so damn stupid and look so unaware, narcissistic, and self-centered by posing. And I still haven't figured out what it was you were posing for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is gearing up to release 15 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserve as energy prices are on the rise once again. The barrels are the final group of the 180 million announced in March. The majority of Republicans are not a fan of the release, including Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who claims it's a national security issue.
It's not the political petroleum reserve. He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have that's really developed really for a time of war.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More than half of Americans believe the federal government has too much power. That's according to 54% of people who took part in a Gallup survey on the question. The number hovered around 55% going back to 2017. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Do you hear that noise? I hear it myself. Getting louder day by day. It's not the Russian mill blogger community demanding that Putin nuke anything and everything in his way, although you could be forgiven for thinking it was. That sound we're hearing, annoying at first but now disconcerting, is a cacophonic clamor of politically conservative armchair warriors posting lethally from their keyboards, barely able to contain themselves at the prospect of a second American Civil War. To their credit, they at least comprehend that such a war wouldn't involve divisions of troops duking it out in the open fields of Fredericksburg and Chancellorsville. So to all of the digital Rambos, I ask, how do you envision such a war playing out, and what precisely would your role in it be? Do you picture yourself coolly and calmly patrolling the abandoned streets of a dystopic America, decked out in your zombie apocalypse gear, your Punisher t-shirt and your Navy SEALs imitation sunglasses, pimping a single 5.56 round into each green-haired, lispy-voiced leftist who cartoonishly pops straight up from behind bushes and the garbage cans? Maybe. It might be that easy, but who among the enemy is fair game? Armed leftists? Unarmed civilians who support the other side? Their property? Their families? Child soldiers? Your lifelong neighbors with the "We Believe" yard signs? Are we fighting simply to neutralize the threat and restore the ideals of our founders, or do we, as victors, get to loot the wealth, or worse, of our adversaries? Will we force them to perform public penances and take ideological purity tests like the left does now? Have you ever seen what a bullet does to human flesh? Have you ever heard the sound of a human being in their death throes? Maybe you fantasize standing over them while they bleed out, giving them your best Sam Elliott glare, so they'll realize in their last moments who they made the mistake of messing with. Do you think it'll be as sensational and fist-pumping as Hollywood makes it out to be? Or do you concede the possibility that it might severely traumatize you in ways you have never imagined? If you mistakenly kill an innocent person, is that something you're prepared to live with? Now, maybe it wouldn't be that hard to kill somebody at a distance by pulling a trigger. But what about up close and personal with a knife, blunt object, bare hands? It takes 5 minutes to strangle a human being to death. Are you willing to actively kill a person for 5 minutes straight? All of these hypotheticals are based on the assumption that our side would win, and easily so, I get it. I know our side has all the guns and all the police and most blue-collar workers and all those true patriots just waiting for one more push, and this time I mean it, to entice them to revolutionary action. But don't mistake the enemy for a gaggle of pajama boys and overweight androgynes. And don't underestimate the motivating power of their hate. Have you turned on the TV in the last few years? Who controls our city streets, the civil authorities or highly organized Antifa insurrectionists? Whose symbols and bastions are being torn or burned down, ours or theirs? Is it the left or the right who has ready-made armed mobs available anytime and anywhere with a simple click on social media? Ah, but that's the inner city you're thinking. They can have that. But if you think this can be bound to city limits, talk to the shell-shocked residents of the leafy suburbs of Minneapolis, Atlanta, San Diego, Chicago, and elsewhere, whose daily leftist reenactments of the purge still somehow fail to sufficiently ruffle the feathers of our side's loudest Civil War agitators. As the hordes roam through your neighborhoods, you might picture yourself picking them off one by one from the safety of your rooftop or camouflaged canopy. But have you ever found yourself unexpectedly in the middle of a violent mob? Kyle Rittenhouse did, and his courtroom recollection of the event wasn't one of his chest-thumping, being a braggart, but rather the sheer horror of being engulfed alone in the dark into complete chaos with 1,000 moving parts. What would the McCluskeys, who I also support, have done, despite being visibly armed, if the mob decided to charge them anyway? How many shots could they have realistically have gotten off, much less neutralized dozens of running targets before they were overrun and literally torn apart? And seeing as the left already censors any dissident on social media, what happens in Civil War when they use their big tech queaslings to block not only social media but also cell phone use from identified enemies of the state? Unless the local militias are planning to distribute CB radios by the millions, how could we communicate, much less mobilize? What happens when the newly woke banking giants freeze our accounts? We look into carnival mirrors and see rugged individualists and grizzled frontiersmen staring assuredly back at us, in sharp contrast to the helpless, amorphous caricatures we imagine every leftist to be. And who we somehow just know we could easily outlast, but is that actually the way to assess? You remember when we ran out of toilet paper for 2 weeks and this country damn near fell apart? Are we still lying to ourselves that this was entirely the other side and that we didn't contribute to it anyway in that panic? What will we buy our bootstraps conservatives do when food and gasoline shipments stop? When the water and electricity shut off? Have any of us, myself included, ever truly known hunger? How much could we endure before brute instinct replaced rationality in our decision-making when we realized just how truly little control we have over our faculties in such desperate situations? Will today's compatriot become tomorrow's enemy in that Darwinian struggle? We may, and we may correctly, assume that the military is the ace up our sleeve, that all-volunteer bastion of authentic walk-to-walk patriotism against those unleashed, might the degenerates of the Seattle Chaz mean, would never dare raise their laser pointers. But then that's also presuming that our military remains steadfastly conservative. Do you have enough confidence in that to believe that? I mean, I don't. I have no idea what that would look like or what that would mean. The chain of command nowadays has gone completely woke. They've got a person in charge of the education that is defund the police, anti-white, in charge of educating the military members' dependent children. She's the one picking that stuff out. There's a reason they go after the kids. They go after the kids because if they have the kids, then they don't have to beat us. They just have to outlast us. We can maintain certain things for a long time. So, I do not lean into the Second Civil War. No matter how much it may sound like it, I don't actually, because I actually know what's probably what we would face. I also know that it's not going to happen everywhere. But it will, if it lasted long enough, it would spill over, because they all do. It would make its way to you sooner or later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. The weather is a thing. Let me explain that. Controlling the weather would be a game changer. And this has always been known. I mean, in 1962, then Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson at Southwest Texas State University said, "He who controls the weather controls the world. In that Cold War era speech, he was alluding to what could happen after the development of a weather satellite that would permit man to determine the world cloud layer and ultimately control the weather. Later, as president, because remember, they didn't know what we know now. In 1962, he would authorize Operation Popeye, the spraying of silver and lead iodide into monsoon storm clouds over Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam to facilitate U.S. military operations by causing landslides and washing out river crossings. Now, right or wrong, and I'm of two minds about this. I think if you're a commander-in-chief, and you've got your troops in combat, that you do whatever you can to help them win. But this was exposed by reporter Jack Anderson in an 18 March 1971 column in the Washington Post. It was also exposed by Seymour Hersh and the Pentagon Papers in the New York Times. America and the world woke up to the possibility that weather engineering could be part of invisible warfare, producing cloud cover, droughts, storms, or floods. Large-scale weather manipulation may be a reality today. And while the world stands deeply divided on climate change, Dane Wigington, the founder and lead researcher of Geoengineering Watch, is determined to expose the immense danger to the future of our planet that he alleges. But he's been studying the attempt to control climate for over 20 years, scouring government military documents and reviewing film footage and, performing atmospheric data testing. Most concerning is the fact that scientific inquiry on the subject has been censored and critical data suppressed. Wigington produced The Dimming, exposing the global engineering cover-up, a documentary alerting the public about the serious implications for the atmosphere, human health, and ecosystems. He alleges that geoengineers aim to put 10 million to 20 million tons of nanoparticles into the skies annually. Like fine ash from large volcanoes, these particles block out the sun. They reflect the sun. Wigington states they're being sprayed into the atmosphere from aircraft, like the iodides used for artificial rain, and leave ubiquitous chemtrails, which are explained away by complicit scientists and media as contrails or condensed vapor trails from aircraft. Wigington claims he has studied the contents of the trails and rejects the explanation. He says condensation is limited at flying altitudes because of low humidity, and it's impossible for condensate to block out so much solar energy. Chemtrails play a major role in this ongoing interference with the atmosphere. And over the past few years, Wigginton and his colleagues have collected video footage of aircraft with visible nozzles being turned off and on, and even uncovered films of World War II B-17s turning off a sprayed dispersion. They have sampled particulate matter from below, above, and through the confluent layer of haze emitted by large jets at 40,000 feet. They have detected significant and growing amounts of aluminum, barium, and strontium that linger and expand into cloud cover. Then, extraordinarily powerful radio frequency microwaves are then used to manipulate the cloud cover loaded with the nanoparticles, according to Wigginton. And higher frequencies heat the loaded cloud cover, creating pressure zones in the upper levels of the atmosphere that steer wind currents to move air masses and maneuver weather systems. Lower frequencies cool the air and calm it down. Such climate engineering operations are also saturating our atmosphere with light-scattering particles that alter the light spectrum, its quality, and intensity. And this affects photosynthesis and plant health. And with the ozone layer damaged as a result, this also exposes the Earth and its inhabitants to high levels of radiation, UVA, UVB, and UVC. Wigginton explains that aluminum particles are highly reflective and reduce direct sunlight. They also desiccants that reduce atmospheric moisture and relative humidity, disrupting the hydrological cycle. So that means it doesn't rain. And their researchers allege that these stratospheric sulfate aerosols have caused a buildup of light scattering particles in the atmosphere, creating a dimming effect. These reckless experiments, a global enterprise, are causing untold damage to the planet and human health. Precipitation has allegedly increased 10 to 30% as a result. What's most interesting is how many, the claim that there's 50 countries that are involved independently in the creation of this. Australia, India, Russia, Thailand, South Africa, and of course China. Wigginton points out to the appearance of crippling snowstorms in Beijing in 2009, the earliest recording of snow in 22 years. And apparently the city's weather modification office had restored to cloud seeding by dropping silver iodide into the atmosphere to cause water vapor to crystallize at lower temperatures than normal. They researched the manipulation of hurricanes through frequency transmission. Patented processes have existed for quite some time. In fact, weather modification patents run into the hundreds. They call for seeding of storms from above by aircraft, after which ground-based frequency transmission facilities can increase precipitation in some areas and decrease it in others. Which leads us, of course, to the HARP program. The High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, a $330 million military project to explore electromagnetic warfare capability, was designed to achieve the goals laid out in full spectrum dominance and owning the weather. And initially, his website listed the program purpose thus: HARP is a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere, with particular emphasis on being able to understand and use it to enhance communications and surveillance systems for both civilian and defense purposes. The government claims to have shut down the project in 2013, but many suspect it is still in operation for weather control to cause earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis, and disrupt communication systems. Now, so, I see this and I look at this and I take this in, all of it sounding like, you know, science fiction to me. Human beings playing God to control the weather. And you can ask the question, is climate engineering destroying the climate cycle, the ozone layer, bombarding forests with intense UV radiation, killing the planet's floor from the top down? Has it been responsible for altering upper-level wind currents that alter the ocean currents? Is the planet more electrically conductive because interventional ionization of the atmosphere is causing more lightning and igniting more fires? Wigginton and his researchers at GEW strongly believe all of that is true. So the question becomes this. Are he and his researchers credible? To believe either in climate change or climate engineering, you have to believe that we can control and manipulate the weather. Now, to a degree, we can, right? When you lift off on a jet plane to go somewhere and it's raining wherever you're at, you fly above the cloud cover and then you're out of the rain. But can we actually control the systems? Are we responsible for what this planet does, for what the sun does, for what the wind does? And just like the climate changers who believe that we are destroying the planet, the climate engineering side of the argument, they believe that we are destroying the planet. It's an interesting, I don't know if I want to call it a hypothesis. I mean, this is a guy that has some bona fides as far as scientific acumen and everything else that goes with it. But I don't know enough about it, although I am looking into it. All right, hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.